Social. The Office of Kissi County Women Rep through the National Government Affirmative Action Fund, NGAAF, has pledged to extend comprehensive support to the boy child in a significant move to address the needs of school-going children. This commitment was reiterated during a sanitary towel distribution event in Gutcha, Sub-County Kissi County, led by Margaret Karosi, the chairperson of NGAAF in the county. Karosi emphasized the current limitations due to constrained resources, which have primarily directed their focus towards supporting the girl child. However, she assured that plans are underway to include support for boys in the upcoming financial year. In the financial year 2023-2024, our office was allocated $6 million. This amount, while substantial, is insufficient to cover all the pressing needs we aim to address simultaneously, Karosi stated, adding that the office anticipates an increase in the budget to $9 million next year, which will enable to initiate programs specifically aimed at empowering the boy child. The issue of support for boys was fronted by Shadrach Makoti, the Gutcha chairperson of the Kenya Primary Schools Head Teachers Association, KEPSHA. During the sanitary towel distribution event, Makoti raised concerns about the growing number of young boys dropping out of school due to a lack of essential support. Our schools have witnessed an alarming trend where boys as young as those in grade 1 lack basic necessities like innerwear, leading to feelings of neglect and subsequent dropouts, Makoti stated. Makoti emphasized the role of teachers as the primary custodians of children's welfare, underscoring that teachers possess a deep understanding of the challenges faced by students. He urged the County Woman Representative's Office and NGAAF to consider this valuable insight to create well-rounded and inclusive programs. It is crucial that both offices of County Woman Representative and NGAAF engage with teachers when making such decisions to ensure they are well-informed and inclusive of the needs of both the boy child and the girl child, he said. Karosi acknowledged these concerns and emphasized the need for a balanced approach. We recognize the unique challenges faced by both girls and boys. While our current resources are limited, our goal is to ensure equitable support for all children. Engaging with educators will be a crucial part of our strategy moving forward, she affirmed. The distribution event in Gutcha saw a significant turnout, with 39,088 sanitary pads distributed to 4,886 girls across 41 schools in the sub-county. This effort underscored the ongoing commitment to ensuring the well-being and dignity of young girls in the region.